Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day at the same time. And yesterday, I began a message I've entitled, Overcoming Fear with Faith. And as a scriptural example, I read from the book of Mark, and today I'd like to begin by reading the accounts of this incident in the life of Jesus in the book of Matthew as well as the book of Luke. All right, here we Matthew, the 9th chapter, and I will start reading at verse 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch the garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith had made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Praise God. And then the account in Luke that is found in the 8th chapter of Luke, and I'll start reading at verse 43. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched, or stopped, basically. And Jesus said, Who touched me? When they all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? Like that was a strange thing to ask. But Jesus responded, Somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. So he knew that it wasn't just the press of physical bodies against him, but someone had touched him for who he was reaching out to the Lord. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him and declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. You see, she knew she was healed. And he said unto her, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Now, this is just a very brief incident that is included in the Gospels, but it shows the compassion of Jesus, because if you didn't catch yesterday's broadcast or are familiar with that passage of Scripture, a ruler of a synagogue by the name of Jairus came to Jesus with great urgency. He says, My little daughter is very, very sick. Won't you come and heal her so she doesn't die? So she must have been at the point of death, and he was beside himself, as you could imagine any father would be. But this is the setting. So this woman, by faith, reaches out. Jesus isn't even aware of her until she touches him. And so let's take some time now, as I establish the setting, let's look at her. Well, what does the scripture say in those three accounts? Well, she was poor. She had spent all she had because she was desperate to be healthy, not to have the problems, the physical issues that she was having. She was sick, and she was disappointed. She had gone to so many physicians, and they didn't help her. They couldn't do a thing. And so in anguish of soul, she stood on the border of despair. Can you imagine? I mean, she just thought, well, there's no help for me. I'll just have to, go to the end of my days in this condition. in verse 25, it says she had a flow of blood 12 years. So let's just look at that a little bit to understand what that meant in that day. It meant that she was unclean. A woman with an issue of blood was not allowed to go into the synagogue or into the temple. She wasn't allowed to visit anyone's house. In fact, if she wasn't healed, if the ailment didn't stop, her husband was to leave her. She was totally separated from society. It was like a leper. They weren't allowed in the community of God's people. And she was allowed, however, to go to a small separate room at the side of the synagogue. She couldn't go with the rest of the people. And this small separate room had a small hole in the wall through which people could look into the temple at the time the teaching was going on. But basically, she was an outcast from society. She couldn't even work for anyone because she was considered unclean. Can you imagine the loneliness and the sorrow of heart? And this, as we understand this, this explains why the woman was afraid to touch Jesus or even to let him know what she was going to do, to approach him and to speak to him. She had fear, beloved, because of the dictates of the society she lived in. And those were scriptural dictates. Because she was an outcast from society, she feared the people. Once they recognized or knew of her condition, they would have a very strong response. I mean, like, for example, with leprosy, it was very contagious, and that's why lepers were not permitted to be in the community. They were set in a separate place. Lepers could just stay together. It was must have been a terrible, terrible thing. But she was afraid what they could do to her because of her condition. She was afraid, she was fearful, and this made her shrink from openly approaching Jesus and from confessing afterwards what she had done because she was unclean. And in Matthew 19 and 20, it's interesting to note, as I had shared, she was behind him, so he didn't even see her. She had been ill for 12 years. But she said to herself, she said within herself, she might have not even spoken openly, but she thought because of what she had heard about him, she may have even been, had watched the miracles, she had heard his teaching, and something stirred in her heart. But she was convinced if she could get to him, and if she could just touch him, she wouldn't even ask him. She wasn't worthy of doing that. But she said, I believe from what I have heard. You see, faith was arising in her heart, overcoming the fear that she had of being in that situation, that desire to be free of the sickness, to be whole again, because she believed Jesus could do that. And in Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 23, these are the words of Jesus. He said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall believe and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, the scriptures say, she said. Now, there may be time, and she may have verbally out loud said it, or some of the other passages of the other gospel say she's within herself she said it. So the point is, I want you to understand, these are very practical tips. You don't have to openly say something. You say it within your heart. You say it within your spirit. When you see something negative happening or the work of the enemy, you may not be able to say it, but you can say, that is not going to happen. That devil's going to depart in the name of Jesus, and then you can pray. But, God knows our circumstances, and we don't want to appear foolish. We don't want to give an offense. We just want to see the works of God accomplished. And so she said, if I touch his garment, I'll be whole. And she would be whole if she touched his garment. Why? Because she believed it. She said it, whether it was out verbally externally or within herself. And that's the importance of confession, beloved. There may be times when you cannot literally say something. You could be among people where you couldn't say something, but you can say it in your spirit and it's just as effective. So even though, beloved, there may be imperfect knowledge, you might feel that you've got imperfect trust, you've got fears and anxieties and concerns in your life, but if the germ of faith is there, that grain of mustard seed, remember that's what Jesus likened it. If you just had a grain of mustard seed of faith, we could see miracles. We could see the things that Jesus did accomplish because he said, the things that I do, the same shall you do, for I'm giving you power. And what was that power? He was sending the Holy Spirit, which he did on the day of Pentecost. And guess what? The Holy Spirit didn't leave planet Earth when the disciples passed away. And as I've said at times, if there's anything in the Bible you don't believe it's for today, then rip those pages out. They don't belong there for you. But I'm telling you, as a full gospel believer, I believe the whole counsel of God. I don't believe we have to have a theology degree. I believe it means it's simple what it says. And so Christ, beloved, is the healer of our souls, and he's the healer of our bodies. He's the answer to the longing desire of the soul to be set free from sickness, from sin, as well as uncleanness. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown by, and we're still getting into the dynamics of what occurred. There's some tremendous lessons. You may have heard this preached many, many times, but I believe the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Ghost, is going to stir you, and revelation comes. It's not knowledge, beloved, but revelation is imparted by the Spirit of God. And that's what I'm praying as we spend this time together hearing the Word of God, that God will impart such revelation to us that it won't just be head knowledge, it won't just be understanding of Scripture that we can quote, but it will be experiential. That's God's desire for us and mine as well for you. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And beloved, if you have prayer needs, this is a ministry that's been raised up since 1965 to stand as a partner in prayer with God's people. The announcer will share our contact information. If you email in, I ask you to share your mailing address so I can respond personally, but I confirm receipt as well as pray. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.